want to cast you feel upon the Lord, Lord, you will see. You can come on. Everybody help sing.
Well, like our entertainment, like church, church on Saturday night, church on Wednesday night, which did not hurt me because I am a Christian, and on Sunday, Sundays were very quiet there. It's just hard to explain the quietness on Sunday. You know, the church bell would ring, and that was about the noise, you know, the noise.
We had church in the schoolhouse, so we finally got well organized in 6th Street. We built a real church house, so built out of blocks.
The church, I remember, cost us $6,600, and we didn't borrow any money from anybody. And we took pledges. Anybody wanted to give. We had the Joy Loader Company, but everybody pitched in and helped. Everybody worked. But we built one of the nice and beautiful churches there was in that country. The bell of blue, that we had a Blue Heron's a bronze bell that has a different ring to it than any other church bell I ever heard. This is a bell that goes on one of the Southern Railroad engines.
And the choir usually sat on the right-hand side, you know. So the back of the church was like in like half moon effect, and it was a high ceiling, and it had a beautiful sound.
But that is the only church that I've ever known of in my life that they didn't take up a collection. I thought now that the people didn't have no money would be embarrassed to pass it around and them not give nothing.
We had different preachers. Some of them I liked and some of them I didn't.
Tax Slavin was a preacher there, a pastor, and Willis Watson preached there. And the whole Vaughn some, all just different ones. Carmel Stanley.
All of these years of my preaching, I always have the crowd. Some of them, you know, would wait till the last minute to get to church, but when the church bell would ring, well, it was amazing to see them come out, you know, and a lot of them would run to get to the church. And it was nothing strange to see the house full. A lot of people wouldn't even have time to go home, you know, at the closing of the shift. They wouldn't have time, you know, to go home and change clothes, but they'd come right on to church. Yeah. And they'd wear their overalls. It was just an old-timey church, you know.
I suppose just immediately after I was saved, I felt the urge, you know. This is hard to explain. I wanted to preach, and I could get no relief in my mind, you know. And I just, I felt that God had called me to preach. I just wanted to be a minister.
People back then were more conscientious of God and heaven, because that's the only thing they had to look forward to. That's the only way of getting out of there, dying, going to heaven.
Wife and me were baptized together. There was about 25, possibly 25 people baptized that day. People kind of preferred, you know, white to be baptized in. And I wore white duck pants and a white shirt. And Christine and me were baptized together. It's a great day. It was a great day.
Usually you had your own little pew that you sat in. And you were supposed to be very quiet. The sermons were long. The preaching was hard to understand. Like I say, I was just a child.
I'll consider it this way. I've had a hard time and worked hard all my life, but I consider my whole life in good days, because God has blessed us.